Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're indignant and indifferent to change. We just don't like it. We just don't. You ever been in a house that has 8 bedrooms and there's 2 people living in it? I have. And they say, well, we had a lot of kids. And they don't want to downsize because that's their comfort level. I've been to 100 small towns that have 4 volunteer fire departments and 3 of them have volunteer firemen that are 70 plus and they can't answer fire calls. Yet they protest if one person says shut it down. I've been to churches with 4 old ladies on Sunday. And those 4 old ladies say, you ain't closing my church. We are indifferent and indignant to change. And it takes courage and courageous leaders to see the truth and to save the church or the firehouse. You've got to change. And if you don't change, it goes away forever. And that hurts. It's the position the school superintendent is in right now. Dr. Walters, who I admire for his intellect, his compassion, and his courage to tell the truth. And that's what he's doing. And if you don't listen, you will suffer. Dr. Walters, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Marty. Good morning to you.
These are difficult times. Let's preface this by saying that none of this is easy, is it, sir?
Absolutely. None of it is easy.
And for someone like you who's been part of this system and seen it flourish and seen it falter, you're the guy sitting in the big chair and you have to make these decisions. And it must pain you, sir, to watch the district shrink and to have to make it smaller so that it works, right?
Absolutely. It's really a challenge because I realize that, you know, change is hard. But also at the same time, our declining enrollment is real. Our aging infrastructure is real. Financial pressures are real. Competing against other school districts for families is real. And really, our students cannot wait for adults to become perfectly comfortable.
Doctor, you talked about a school the other night that kind of brings it home. Space for 500 students, but fewer than 150 students in that school. That is not manageable, is it, sir?
It's not manageable, and it wasn't an indictment on that community, those students, or the school, but it was a conversation about our reality. You know, our reality is our reality, and when we have 15 schools in our district under 200 students and another 9 under 250 students, that is real. That is something that we can't ignore. And so, you know, others may feel like, hey, it was an attack on a school, but it wasn't. It was just our reality in framing our challenge.
Hey, Doc. You got a classroom with seven kids, and mom's like, I love this. One teacher, seven kids. But you can't pay that bill, sir. You can't live or thrive under those circumstances, can you, sir?
No, you can't. And it's really not realistic. It's really not real. And really, when we have small schools, it puts a strain not only on the opportunities and access that we can provide for those students, but it puts a strain on those teachers. For instance, if one teacher is out, that entire building then has to be the coverage that day if we can't get a sub. You know, if they want to have a sports team, I mean, how many people are you going to have on this sports team when the schools are small? And so, you know, larger schools give larger opportunities because you can spread the wealth throughout the building. And it's just not realistic.
Hey, Dr. Walters, does it hurt you when people hate on you, sir, because they blame you for all this? Does that bother you personally, sir?
Well, I mean, I know that that's what comes with this job.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, I will have Monday morning quarterbacks. I'll have critics about everything. But I just wish that people will be rooted in reality and truth and understand that this is about children and not about adults.
Doctor, if you don't fix it, someone else will, and it'll be harsh. You know what I'm saying, sir, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have an opportunity now to do it in a way that's reasonable, that's rational, and I think there may come a time where choice may not be a factor.
Dr. Walters joining us this morning. I have always had admiration for a man like yourself because you have the courage to tell the truth. What do you tell people who say, Doctor, don't close my school, I'll pull my kids? What do you tell them, sir?
I tell them that, I mean, you pulling your kids really doesn't pull them to another opportunity that's better than the Pittsburgh Public Schools right now. And what I would also say is that change is hard, and I respect that. And I understand your oppositional feelings, but if we're truly putting students first, then we cannot allow fear of change to become a barrier to their future. And so everyone has an opinion on what should happen, but leadership does require me to move us forward because our children cannot afford for us to stand still.
I love the fact that you're honest and said we have schools where certain kids can't get math classes. That should not happen. You told people the truth, sir, did you not?
I did. And not that they can't get a math class, but they can't get an advanced class.
Exactly.
Because how do I do in a classroom of 10 students, if they want an advanced math class, I can't hire a teacher for two students.
Fact.
I can't hire a teacher. So it's a challenge. And so it's really about trying to create a system that creates access and opportunity for all and not just for some.
And what else?
And I want to be forthright and say there's some spaces that are really thriving, but there's some spaces that are really suffering when it comes to access and opportunity.
And this is the brilliance of your commentary. What this does, sir, is diminish the value of the greatness that you're having in some schools, because all people think is, damn, this district's in trouble. If you can right-size it and perform at a higher level, everybody will thrive versus now only certain sectors thrive. Is that accurate, sir?
That is absolutely accurate.
But hard to take.
That is my hope. That is what I want. I want all of our students to have an opportunity to thrive, not just some.
We've had this talk before about discipline and fighting. Two issues. There was a massive fight at Brashear this week. So much so that two of your security officers that are wonderful people were hurt and had to go to the hospital. And then yesterday we had a photographer who just by chance was in downtown in the new park, Arts Landing, and your students just got out of school and were beating the hell out of each other. How do you address this violence issue, sir, with students doing this on your property in your schools? How do you address that, sir?
Well, one of the things that we talk about is it's trying to give students other pathways before violence, like, you know, you can talk things out. You can do things really differently. And sometimes our young people struggle with that because those are the visions that they see in our society now.
True.
They don't talk.
True.
They don't reason. They're not rational. They see adults simply resorting to violence. And so a lot of this I see is them modeling behaviors of adults. And so we continually work with that to try to create other spaces and other remedies for students to solve conflicts without resorting to actual physical violence.
And let's be blunt, for those who say arrest them and kick them out of school, Dr. Walters doesn't have a choice. At Central Catholic or Oakland Catholic, they bring your son in who fights and say, get your ass out of here, you're gone. Dr. Walters has to take every student and make the best of it. And that's the truth, is it not, sir?
Absolutely. We're a public education system. Not for some, for all. Absolutely.
Dr. Wayne Walters, truth to power, man. I respect and admire your courage, your passion, and your commitment, and your willingness to tell the truth. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Marty. Have a great weekend.
My man gets it. Whether you want to hear it or not, he tells it. A lot of superintendents would run from the truth. He runs toward it. And that's step one in making this right. I actually love the man. And I love Ebony Pugh, the communications director, who said, let's go. She never says no. She never runs from the truth. It's amazing.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
truth to power, and the power he takes on to the citizens are ignorant. They don't want to listen to the good doctor. Do you think that man who would die to save these schools, do you think he wants to close these schools? Hell no, man. But what they do is they make him the bad guy. Honestly. Scream and yell. But let me tell you what he said that's relevant as hell and scary as hell. Due to what he said, horrible staffing at some schools because of a student population that's kind of borderline 17,000. And back in the day was 40,000. So, you know, way back. Due to staffing shortages and low enrollment, listen to this. Many neighborhood K through 8 and middle schools do not offer Algebra 1. Hello. Recent data from the district. Less than 60% of PPS schools serving 6th to 8th graders offer Algebra 1. That sucks. That ain't right. Why? Because if they have two students, they can't pay one teacher. It doesn't work. So you move here from Indiana. You're looking for a fresh start in Pittsburgh. You send your kids to PPS and they come home and say, hey, mom, you know, we don't have Algebra 1. What? Not just that. Algebra 2, geometry, pre-calc, AP calc, AP statistics. Don't teach them. Not that they don't want to, they can't. They can't. Patrick, the fighting thing irritates the hell out of the superintendent and myself. Massive fight this week, Brashear. Two school cops hurt, had to go to the hospital. Patrick just happened to be downtown when school let out yesterday, and what did you see? What happened?
Arts Landing, right across from Kappa. A couple of girls fighting it out. And then everyone that's out there, all the so-called good kids that are out there playing soccer, everybody rushes over to watch, and everyone's recording on their phones.
It's this entertainment crap.
Yeah.
And these are PPS kids. What, within, 15 minutes of getting out of school?
Yeah, pretty much.
And the other issue is this in Arts Landing. This is the park that we covet. But let me tell you what they did and how fast they did it. What did you see happen almost immediately, sir?
Within seconds. I heard the screams, and then the kids start running over, and security guards were right there. They don't jump in there to break it up.
Right.
But they do call for police and assistance.
And to the superintendent's point, he's right. This is what they see. At home, on the streets, in school. Let's just beat the hell out of each other. Brashear has had massive problems with fights. Massive. Why? They take some of the worst of the worst. They don't have a choice. Look, what this does is tarnishes the victories that PPS is having. Test scores on the rise, truancy down, attendance up. They're creeping back into the game. Students kicking ass at Kappa and other schools downtown. But this school district must save itself, or the state will step in. And when they do, it's dramatic and it's drastic. And the parents who are screaming at the superintendent, they won't matter. They'll have no voice. Without a good education system in this town, public education, Pittsburgh cannot thrive at all. Period. End of story.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped the video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The boss grabbed me this morning and said, the video you posted with the woman performing sex act on a man downtown at lunchtime, was it offensive? Yeah, it was. It is. Was it vulgar? Yeah. Yeah, it was. It is. Why'd you do it? To create change down there. Did you? Yeah, already. Look, we talk about this a lot. You think we post this stuff to get clicks? Not close. We post this stuff to get your attention. Business owners send me this stuff. That video of the woman performing the sex act was sent from surveillance cameras from businesses downtown. Why? Because they're trying to run a damn business. Guy calls me this morning, who saw Patrick's video of the fighting of the kids. He said, go, brother. I'm sick of this crap. Drug addiction, drug deals, overdoses, fights. Keep it on. A business owner last night who owns several restaurants downtown sent me pictures of that moron who puts sprinkles and signs in fecal matter downtown. He said, post this. We got to find him and arrest him. Was the video of the woman performing a sex act on a man vulgar? Yes. Was it offensive? Yes. Yeah, you should be offended. I'm offended. The downtown businesses are offended. The mayor who called me is offended. Barb Warwick, who addressed this, is offended. That's why we do it. 700,000 people on X saw it and reached out and said, this has to stop. It's why we do it. You think we enjoy it? It sucks. It raises the bar. If it offends you, it should. What's amazing is the women who are offended, but they're not offended this is happening downtown at lunchtime. Oh, that video is so offensive. Yeah. But the act isn't, and the overdoses aren't, and the man putting jimmies on turds and signs isn't. I got Barb Warwick, but first I want to talk to Mad Max. Hey, Max, no kidding, it's offensive. It's supposed to be. The whole thing's offensive. That's why we do it, isn't it, Max?
You know, it's funny. People think that you and I do nothing but go around downtown and take pictures and exploit people and put them online for clicks and views, and that's not the truth at all. What it is exposing it, and, you know, for most people, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
They don't know that it's happening, so it's not an issue. So we're bringing it to the forefront to foster change. And making people uncomfortable is what fosters that change. If people get comfortable, they get complacent, and change never happens. So that's why we do it.
It is, Max. It's very basic, and it has made a difference. The mayor called, city council members called, county council members called, state senators called about that video and said, this has to stop. That's why the hell we do it, Max. No kidding, it's offensive. It's offensive that people are selling sex downtown at lunchtime in broad daylight. That's offensive, isn't it, Max?
And to your point, it's not you and I running around downtown taking all these pictures. A lot of it does come from business owners.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like to say I have eyes and ears all over the city. I have people sending me stuff all the time that are frustrated, and they don't have a voice. They send it to people that have a platform to get it out there, to get it exposed.
I don't know what they want, Max. Flowers every day? What do they want? Huh? What the hell do they want us to do? Say Pittsburgh is wonderful. Next? We're not liars,
and
Max.
Quick side note, yeah. I talked to the young ladies that down there that maintain the flower planters.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I'm just curious, how often do these flowers get ripped out? She says, all the time. We're constantly replacing them.
By the teenage punks. Downtown.
Teenage punks, homeless people, addicts, vagrants, whoever. But they're constantly, it's an endless battle. They're constantly going out there and refreshing those flower planters. Constantly maintaining them, putting new flowers in them because they're always being vandalized.
The boss, PJ, said women were stopping him at an event last night saying the video offended him. It offended me. It's offensive. It's jarring. It's vulgar. And it's happening downtown live at lunchtime. That's offensive. That has to stop. Does it not, Max?
It does, and maybe instead of people turning a blind eye to it, more people need to get involved and make it better for everybody rather than just looking the other way.
If they
it is offensive.
If they would prefer that we just show the Disney store, Max, they're at the wrong place.
Right,
thank,
brother.
Thank you, my man. You're the best. Truth to power. I find it fascinating, the drama that a video creates. My wife said it was the buzz of the newsroom. Hell yeah. Because those reporters, two things. They don't have the resources to get that video. They don't have the contacts to address the video. And they don't have the you-know-whats to show it. So they complain. I was offended by Marty's video. You're a journalist? You're offended. Mm. Yeah. I'd want you on the front lines. Barb Warwick found it to be enlightening and used it as a point to make in front of counsel about getting these folks help. At the end of the day, we're not going to ignore it. If you don't like that, I don't particularly care. I care that the mayor sent cops down there yesterday and that there are cops now looking for this. I care that Barb Warwick used that as an example to council and they had an open meeting about it. And they're offering folks more help. And Iran, who sits at his computer annoying me every single day, does nothing but type. Go away, Ron. Just once in your life, make a difference. Every single day, we make a difference. Ask the father, Max, whose son we showed in a hypnotic, catatonic state downtown, high as a kite, that we had taken off the streets and is now surviving and thriving for the first time in 7 years. Ask him, Max. I love the complainers from the cheap seats sitting there in their computer doing nothing but waiting on their burrito to warm up in the microwave. Great work. Folks send the videos because we have a platform that reaches millions, and that platform has a hammer, and the hammer makes a difference, and we're going to continue doing it. If you don't like it, that's your problem. I mean that. Was the video vulgar? Yeah, it was. Was it offensive? Yeah, it was. It was. I got to grab Andy Sheehan. I had the superintendent on at the top of the hour, and he made dramatic statements about the state of affairs in Pittsburgh public schools. My boy Sheehan, who's the best reporter in this town, did a story that shocked a lot of folks. It's unimaginable, my brother, that there would be a school that could have 500 kids but only has 135. It's shocking, isn't it, sir?
They're really small classes. I mean, and this is Pittsburgh, Manchester, a K through eight. They got, you know, they have 9 kids in the second grade, 7 kids in the sixth grade. Mm. The biggest class is 13 in the eighth grade. So you have this, you know, two-story huge building, and, you know, you walk through and it's cavernous, right? And that's a state in a number of 15 public schools are under 100 students. So, I mean, this has been incumbent on the board to close schools, and they've had this plan now that they've studied for more than 2 years, and it was voted down last December by the board, by the old board.
Why?
There's groups like 412 Justice and others that say, you know, it needs further study, that it unfairly hurts schools and neighborhood schools in black neighborhoods, and it's disproportionate. So there you have it. But, you know, if you talk to the superintendent, you know, the district really is in trouble of going into, you know, state receivership
right
if they don't act
right on,
responsibly.
Sheehan. Hey, my man, you pointed out something that shocks the world. So, and I looked this up this morning because you're spot on, brother. 60% of PPS schools serving 6th to 8th graders offer Algebra 1. Most of these schools don't have Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Geometry, Pre-Calc, Calculus, Statistics. These kids don't have opportunity, sir. That ain't right, is it, sir? And the superintendent says we can't afford it. It's scary,
no,
isn't
it's
it?
No, it's not. It's not. And, you know, and I was, it was eye-opening because I asked to go in. Let me see one of these schools.
Yeah,
let
yeah.
me go in.
I loved
and they
it. I loved the piece,
that,
Andy. So, I loved it. Loved it.
Yeah. So, they have one math teacher at Manchester.
Wow.
So she teaches 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, right?
Right.
She's not there. There's no math.
Wow.
And
wow.
And they can't. You know, she's got to teach the whole 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. She can't offer algebra.
Wow.
You know, so they'll argue. People argue. Oh, you know, we have these small class sizes. It's good for the students. Well, it's not great for the students because you can't offer, you know, geometry or algebra or these sort of, you know, a higher level of education and a specialized level of education to students.
My man, we've seen this our whole careers. Myself and Sheehan, we've been around a while. You see it in small towns with 6 volunteer fire departments. You see it in small towns with 70 churches, and no one wants to close their church. It's tough to let go, isn't it, Andy?
Well, it is. I mean, so, you know, people have grown up in that neighborhood in Manchester and in Spring Garden around Schiller. And there's 7 schools, right? And there's 9 buildings in all that they're going to. And that's like, you know, that's kind of the minimum that they have to do.
Mm.
Yeah, sure. You grow attached to nice buildings. You know, there's an identity attached to these schools. But, you know, reality is reality. And we're not living in a city that has 600,000 people anymore.
It's not the
50s,
brother.
We're living in a city.
It's not the 50s.
Right. And the school population has dropped from 32,000 to 18,000.
Wow.
Over the last 2 decades.
Wow.
They have an annual budget of $731 million.
Wow.
So how can they can't go, you know, they're funded by the state. You can't go to the state and say, yeah, we want your money, but, you know, we want to keep open Pittsburgh, Manchester, even though it's only got 129 students for K through 8. Can't do it.
You can't, brother. It's great reporting.
But, you know, I mean, so reporting. I talked to Gene Walker, who's the president of the board, and he said that, you know, this is going to go through. Or he believes firmly that their votes are, but then, you know, I didn't go to the meeting, you know, they discussed it on, you know, what was that, Wednesday night. And, I don't know, still a lot of headwinds to it.
Andy Sheehan, great reporting, brother. You're the man.
Okay. Take care, Marty.
If they don't fix it, the state will, and that will be ugly. Sheehan's my man.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.